Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
You guys ready? Oh, that's an. Oh, who is it sitting there? That's okay. 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 Good morning, everybody.
早上好。
And the what a sunny day, eh?
是阳光明媚的一天。
And everybody know today is Father's Day.
每个人都知道今天是父亲节。
And not only a Father's Day.
不仅仅是父亲节。
It's a heavenly Father's Day.
也是今天这个天父的日子。
We have a Father in heaven.
我们在天上有一个父亲。
And...Even our Father cannot be with us all the time.
我们地上的父亲不可能常常和我们同在。
But the Heavenly Father,
但是天上的父亲
promise,
应许
I will be with you.
我会常与你们同在。
I will be with you. Do not fear. I will be with you in the Bible 365 times.
在圣经里面365次出现了。你不要害怕，我和你同在。
Today, if your father is with you, it's okay.
今天你的父亲和你在你相当的安全。
Because your heavenly father is at your right hand.
但是因着天父在你的右边。
He will walk with you.
他会和你同行。
He will protect you.
他会保护你。
He will bless you.
他会祝福你。
And even in any situation,All things will work out to be good.
圣子在任何状况下，方事效力，叫爱圣的人要得益处。
Because he is the father.
因为他是父亲。
Why Jesus teach us your heavenly father?
为什么耶稣讲到你要这样祷告天上的父
？In Old Testament, there's no such thing.
在旧约里面没有这样一回事。
But suddenly, when Jesus come, he In the gospel, he used the Father all the time, 252 times.
但是呢，突然在新约里面，耶稣来的时候呢，他就用天父这个词有252次。
252 times,
252次。
He claimed he don't pray God. God is not good enough. It's the Father.
他不仅仅是祷告神，他说父。
Why he says Father? Because a Father is a person.
因为父呢，他是一个人，就一个位格的。
You can relate to.
你可以跟他产生一个关系。
God is too far.
神呢，太远了。
That's why Jesus said, "This is not only God; He is your Father."
那所以呢，耶稣就是这不仅仅是你的神，而且是你的父。
And the Bible, Jesus teach us how to pray. The first thing.Your prayer is that you must change your prayer now to a personal God one to one.
所以圣经呢，耶稣来就是教导我们如何祷告。首先要把我们的祷告有个改变，就是让我们呢一对一的来祷告。
God is personal,
因为上帝是一个跟你是一个有位格的。
He wants a relationship with you alone.
他要和你自己产生一个关系。
And the Bible said he even know how many hair is in your head right now.
圣经而且讲过，就是说他甚至知道你头上有多少根的头发。
He know all the birds.
他知道所有的小鸟。
We don't know.
在这里有多少只小鸟，我们不知道。
We know all the hair.
他到你人知道你头上的头发。
He know all, but we don't know.
你不知道。
Because God is in the detail. He knows everything about you.More than you know about yourself.
因为神是非常细致的，他知道你认识你，比你认识自己更多。
He know you by name too.
而且他按照你的名认识了你。
He know Jack is just come back from Japan.
他也知道贾克刚从日本回来。
Having a good time.
啊，那过去刚有一段美好的时光。
He know James is in a new job, having a good time.
他也知道这个。James 呢，找到一份新的工作，好的新的工作，有一段很好的时光。
He know Abe guy is in good school. He is happy.
他也知道这个 Abigail 在一个好的学校，他也很高兴。
He knows in Psalm 139, the Father knows everything about you more than your father know about yourself.
在这个诗篇里面讲到呢，天父认识你比你的自己的父亲认识你更多。
That's why all things will work out to be good because the Father's in charge.
所以呢，就是万事效力呢，都是为了你的好处，因为上帝天父在掌握。
Even the bad thing will turn out to be a good thing. God specializes on your father's specialize, turn the bad thing into a good thing.
那在任何的状况，甚至坏事，在神的手里面会变成好事。
He can bring good from evil.
而且在这个邪恶里面，他会把让它转变成好的东西。
In Matthew chapter 7:7, Jesus said, "When you ask for a bread." I will not give you a stone.
在马太福音第七章第七节讲到，你在要饼的时候不会给你一块石头。
But,
可是
not your earthly father. Your earthly father may be evil, but God, the heavenly father, is always good.
但虽然地上的父亲可能有时候不好，但是呢，天上的父亲永远是好的。
I'm surprised he used.Evil to say we are not perfect. We already try our best, right? As a father, I already try my best.
其实圣经上常常用这个邪恶这个词代表说不太好，但是我们已经觉得我们做的最好了。
But human father is not perfect.
但是我们地上的父亲呢是不完全的。
But God the Father is always perfect.
可是神天上的父亲。永远都是完美的。
The Bible said, "Cast all your burden to Him, because He cares about you. He loves you."
所以圣经上讲呢，把一切的重担和忧虑卸给神，因为他关心你。
Because we trust this personal God, who is also your Father, very close to you, not just up there. He's very close to you.
我们今天来认识了这一位特别的神呢。他跟你有一个个人的一个关系。
Not only that, once you believe Christ, the Bible said you become the children of God. The Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of God will come into your heart.
不仅如此，当你信耶稣的时候呢，你就成为神的儿女，圣灵就住在你的心里面。
And the Bible said, God the Father moved you from.The earthly kingdom to a heavenly kingdom.
而且呢，圣经里面讲到，就是我们的父呢，把我们从一个地上的国度呢，转移到天上的国度。
In Colossians 1:13, He moved you from the darkness of this world, moved to the kingdom of His beloved Son.
所以呢，他就把我们从这个黑暗的国度呢，转移到天上他儿子的光明的国度。
Now you don't know, but The Bible said clearly, you are not here anymore. Now you are up here.
我们也许不知道，但圣经讲得非常的清楚。今天我们不在这个地上，而是我们今天在天上。
God moved you, transferred you to a new location.
对，神呢把我们转移，就把我们的这个住址呢改了。
You become the children God is up there.
你成为神的儿女是在那面。
The Bible used 5 times is heavenly. You are in the heavenly place right now.
所以圣经里面五次讲到呢，你在一个属天的国度、属天的领域。
And nobody can touch you.
没有人能够来动你。
God, you are under God's protection because you are in God's kingdom.
你在上帝的保护之下，因为你在上帝的国度。
If Satan want to hurt you.
如果撒旦要来攻击你
，He has to apply for a visa.
那他需要来申请一个签证
，and get the passport. Then go to the kingdom of God. Ask the angel, "Can I go in? Because I want to test one of the children of God."
他要去申请一本护照，在天上申请，说是我能不能有权利来去试验、试探一个生的儿女。
Satan tried to test Job in the Bible.
那圣经里面讲呢，神就允许这个撒旦呢就去试炼约伯。
The first thing he has to ask for permission.
那首先呢，他要取得允许许可。
Because you don't belong to here, you belong to here, another country.
因为你不属于这里，你属于那里，在属于另外一个国度。
And God said, God said it's okay, it's okay.
那上帝就声说呢，就是可以，可以。
God set the limit, set the regulation. Now you can visit there to test him.
那神就说呢，那现在给你许可，你可以在那面去来试验他们。
Even Jesus is being tested by Satan with the permission of God, only with the permission.
那甚至耶稣呢，也是受到撒旦的试探，但是必须得有神的许可。
So.You have to understand, that's why all things work together for the good. God allows Satan to test you in order to make you a better person.
所以呢，神要唯有神的许可，撒旦才能来试验你。
God limits his power.
神呢，把他的这个力量呢，有一个限制。
At the end, all these bad things will turn out to be good because God is your father, he's in charge.
最终呢，所有的坏事深度要变成好事，因为你的天父在掌权。
When Jack went to Japan, we talk. He said, "I apply a visa to go to Japan. I need a visa."
当贾克去日本的时候呢，他就要需要申请一个签证。
Then he fill a form.
他要填一个表。
He look at the regulation.
他也看到那些规则。
He has to follow.
他必须要来遵循那些规则。
God's children are under the protection of the Father. The Father allows your test. It's only for your good. Satan cannot do nothing.
那神的儿女呢，是在神的保护之下，就是只有经过神的这个允许，这个撒旦才可以来试验你，不然他不能做任何的事情。
Because your location of your life is changed from the earthly to the heavenly.
因为你的这个身份呢，从一个地上的国度呢，转到天上的国度。
Anything happen to you,
任何在你身上发生
get the permission. God allows it, then it will happen.
那上帝呢，只要经过上帝的允许才会发生。
God only allows good things.To happen, even Satan thing, I test him, want him to hurt him, but God will turn it around. It becoming good.
撒旦虽然想要就是说，要伤害约伯，但是呢，神把这些转变成一个好的事情。
Once God is your father, He is so close to you because father means relationship. He is intimate to you.
当上帝称为你的天父的时候呢，这个天父名字意思就是说他和你有个很近的关系。
In here, if you really believe in here, is under God's kingdom, the kingdom of His Son. You are in Christ, then you have nothing to fear. Be fearful.
如果你真正的相信你在神爱子的国度，你没有任何的惧怕。
You can have a life.So peaceful.
你在你会过一个非常有平安的生活。
That you can be content with any situation.
所以你在任何状况下都会心里面有知足。
One more time. If God is our Father, you can have a peace so deep that you will be content with any situation.
如果神是我们的天父，你会有一个平安如此之深在你的心里面，你在任何情况况下都能够知足。
Because God only has your best interest in mind.
因为神呢，常常把你最好的、对你最好的计划放在他的心里。
All things, God will cause all things to work for the good, even the things from Satan.
神会让万事效力，叫爱神的人得益处，甚至从撒旦那里面来的事情。
We use one example, Job, right?
我们举一个约伯的例子。
God turned the bad thing in 2 years' time turned to be good. At the end, God doubled the blessing.
那在那个境况下，在两年的时间里面，虽然有很多的试炼，从撒旦来的试炼，但是神把这个祝福变成了两倍的祝福。
Because God used Satan to test, at the same time, once the test is finished, God kicked him out.
那神呢用撒旦来试验这个约伯，但是试验完成了。
The visa expired, time to go.
啊，撒旦就必须要离开。
That's why Jack has to come back in 2 weeks because the visa is good for 2 weeks.
所以Jack呢在两个星期就要回来，因为这个 visa 这有效期是两个。
God is in charge of your life. He knows the testing is only for your good because you are children of God. Nobody can touch them.
那神在你的生命里面掌权，所以他知道。就是他就允许的一切都是为了你的好处。
That's why at the end of the Bible in 1 John, the Bible said, you are under the protection of the Son because you are in Christ, of the new kingdom, you are new creation, and Satan cannot touch you.
So,
without the permission of God, only can test you.
所以在新约里面呢，特别的讲到，在约翰一书里面讲到，就是你在这个在神的保护之下，神的儿女。
So that's why you can have a peace so deep.
所以呢，你心里的平安是如此的深刻。
That you can be content with any situation because you know at the end there's only good thing will happen.
所以你在任何情况下都可以知足，因为你知道最终都会成就好的事情。
And the Father loves you.
父爱你。
And the Bible said, how great the love the Father lavishes on us, you can be called the children of God.
圣经上说他对我们的爱有多深呢，以至于我们可以成为神的儿女呢。
And John emphasized, yes, you are the children of God.
约翰特别的强调说，是的，我们是神的儿女。
Yes, you have a father.
我们有一个父。
When you say, when you pray, our Heavenly Father, it means you assume yourself, you are children of God, because the Holy Spirit.
所以当你祷告的时候说我们天上的父的时候，圣灵在你里面印证你是神的儿女。
How great the love God lavishes on you, you shall be called the children of God. Yes, you are.
所以神对你的爱是多大，因为你能够称神为天上的父亲，你是称为神的儿女。
When Christ appears,When Christ come,
当基督来的时候
we shall be like him, we shall be like God.
当基督再来的时候我们就像他。
You are not here anymore.
你不在这个地上。
You have been moved to a new location.
你会被转移到一个新的
位置。Any harm, any trouble, anything happen to you, have to get a passport and visa first.
所以任何要来允许来试验你的事情都要通过一个许可。
That's why you know God is my father and he happened to be the king too.
那你要知道呢，就是说上帝呢是我的父亲。
Jesus is,
而且他是一个他是王。
If you know your father is the Prime Minister of Canada,
如果你知道你的父亲是这个加拿大的总理
And you don't worry too much.
你不会太担心
he, you know he's going to protect you.
你知道他会来照顾你
If you know God is your father, he happened to be the creator and the most high God, you don't need to worry.
所以当你知道就是说你的父亲是天上创造主的时候，你不需要担心任何
事情。 So that's why Jesus when he teach us how to pray in Matthew chapter 6 chapter 5-6.
所以在马太福音第五章第六节，耶稣这个教导我们如何祷告的时候，
Jesus said, that's what you, that's how you should pray.
他说这你应该这样祷告。
Pray to who?
首先向谁祷告？
First you pray to God.
第一个献身祷告。
But said God, that's not enough. You pray to the Father who is invisible.
那他说你要在向这个在暗中的父来祷告。
One to one, you go back to your home you go to a isolated place and you talk to him. He is your father, but he is invisible.
你回到家里一对一，在一个安静的地方，你一对一的对他来祷告。
When you pray, it's like you talking to Pastor Wang.
你祷告的时候就像对着王牧师一样对着一个人来祷告。
Except you just assume he's invisible.
你要来假设他是看不见的。
It's the same thing.
这是同样一个道理。
God is personal. He's invisible. He's a spirit.
那他是一个有个性的，但是同时呢也是看不见的。
You cannot see, but
但是他是灵。
Will.
虽然看不见，但是呢，他是非常真实的。
Your real father is not your earthly father; is your heavenly father.
所以，你真正的父亲不是你地上的父亲，而是你天上的父亲。
Because the Bible said, "Before the creation of the world, God, the Father, that is in Ephesians, He used the Father. The Father created you in Christ."
所以圣经里面讲呢，在以弗所书讲呢，在创世之前，神已经在基督里拣选了你。
Today I'm supposed to honor the fathers, right?
今天我应该来尊荣我们中间的父亲们。
But I tell you, the more important thing is your heavenly father.
那更重要的是要尊崇我们天上的父亲。
Because the heavenly father, you have a father. But if you don't have a father, it's okay because God is.The only father is even better.
因为天上的父亲有你有了地上的父亲。如果你没有地上的父亲，也 OK， 就是你有一位更好的父亲。
Why? Because you don't have to serve two fathers. You serve only one father. He's perfect.
你现在不需要来服侍两个父亲，你只需要服侍一个父亲，而且他是完全的。
My son just sent me a message yesterday from Japan. Happy Father's Day.
我的儿子昨天给我送了一个信息呢，就说父亲节快乐。
Last year he forgot, right?
去年呢，他忘记了。
This year he makes sure he is on time.
今年呢，他必须记得他送的这个信息是按时送的。
I asked my wife, you know, this, your son grown mature now. He remember those days.
我就给我太太讲，我说你的儿子现在长大了，成熟了，他记得那些该记的日子。
My son looked at the message, ha ha ha.
他看到我给他回的信息，哈哈哈。
You know what? I remind him 3 weeks ago.
你知道我三个星期天我提醒了他。
I mark it down on the calendar.
我在这个日历上呢，我把他做了一些标记。
Still, he still forgot.
他还要忘记。
But your heavenly father will never forget.
但是你天上的父亲永远也不会忘记你。
Even you forget him, he will never forget you.
即使你忘记了他，他也不会忘记你。
The earthly father is not perfect.
那我们地上的父亲呢，不是完全的。
And he cannot be with you all the time, but your heavenly father is with you all the time, at all time.
他也不能完全的常常和你同在，但是你天上的父亲时时都可以和你同在。
That's why Jesus said, "That's how you should pray."Talk to your father, who is just happened to be invisible, is a spirit.
所以耶稣祷告我们这样来祷告，祷告你暗中的父，就这个父亲呢，真实的，但是呢，他看不见。
Like talk to a person,
就像跟一个人对着讲。
Don't talk to God, talk to a person. That person is a father.
这就像你不是在对一个高高在上的神在祷告，而是对一个人。看得见摸得着的父亲祷告，他爱你。
He cares about you.
他关心你。
You cast all your burden to him.
你把你所有的忧虑可以来卸给他，这是可以的。
He protecting you. His angel protects around you. Psalm 34.
在这个诗篇三十四篇讲到呢，他差派所有的天使在保卫着你。
Because you are up there, you are in Christ.
因为你在那里，在天上，在基督里面。
You move from the location of the past.You are new creation in heaven right now.
所以呢，现在你从原来的地方，被转移到一个新的国度。
If anyone in Christ is a new creation.
所以圣经上讲呢，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
The old has passed, the new has come.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
The first new thing is you are in a new home, a new location.
那第一个新的事情就是你在一个新的国度，新的位地方。
These locations are under God's protection because you are children of God.
那这是这个新的地方是在神的保护之下，因为你是他的儿女。
So anything happen to you, you don't need to worry. You have to go deeper.Because God is with you, that's why you have a peace so deep, nothing can bother you.
所以任何事情发生，你都不用来担心，你可以来走得更深。就不管什么事情发生，上帝都在保护你。
I am with you.
因为圣经里面讲呢，我和你同在。
That's why in Jewish it's called Yahweh.
所以呢，在这个在这个希伯来文呢叫做 Yahweh.
When Moses talked to God.
就自由拥有的神。
God, what's your name?
当摩西先生祷告的时候说，你的名字叫什么？
And God said, "This is my name, Yahweh."
啊，他就告诉他，这是我的名字，自由拥有的神。
Yahweh means I'm with you.
啊，也就是我和你同在。
I'm with you always.
我永远和你同在。
I'm always with you.
我一直和你同在。
And that's why David always said, "The Lord is at my right hand. God is always with me."
所以大卫就讲呢，说神在我的右边，他我不知动摇。
That's why I have no worry because God is at my right hand.
那所以我们不需要忧虑，因为神在我们的右边。
So the first thing is, Jesus teaches the prayer, the Lord's prayer is, Our Heavenly Father, Hallowed be Thy name.
所以呢，耶稣讲的第一个祷告词就是我们在天上的父，愿人尊你的名为圣。
What do you mean, hallowed be thy name?
那尊你的名为圣是什么意思？
Hallowed means worship your name and respect your name. Holy is your name. We worship, adore your name.
尊你的名为圣就是我们来赞美你的名，赞扬你的名。
And what does the Bible say? God is your father now. Jesus said,God is a father, your heavenly father, very close to you. Hallowed be thy name means you must respect his name. What is his name? The first name is Yahweh. I am with you.
那这个尊你的名为圣，就是说你要来尊敬他的名。第一个，他的名是什么呢？就是他和你同在，自由拥有的神。
That's when you pray, God is with you.
所以你祷告的时候呢，神就和你同在。
Even he doesn't see you.It's like talking to a person next to you. He's invisible. He's a spirit. He talks to you face to face.
虽然你看不见他，但是呢，他在和你面对面在讲话。
I am with you always in the Bible 365 times. Actually, in Yahweh talk, God used the name over 2,000 times.
圣经里面呢，这个 Yahweh 就是自由拥有的这个神，就是主这个词呢，用了几千次。
That's the one of the first name God tell us who He is.
这是第一个名字，神其实在圣经里面他是谁
？Through Moses.
通过摩西。
The second name.
第二个名
，God want us to remember.
就是要记得。
Not just I'm with you. The second name is God is the Most High God.
第二个要记住，他就是至高的神。
Most High God means He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He's in control. You are not in control. He's in control.
他在掌管一切，不是你。
He'll give anything he like to anyone, according to his purpose.
任何的东西给任何的人，只要他喜欢。
Most High God means He is supreme authority.
那至高的神就是说，在所有的权柄之上，他是最高的。
And David pray like this: You are the Most High God. You will fulfill everything for me.
所以大卫就这样的祷告，他说：“你是那至高的神，要成就关乎我的一切。”
Fulfill everything for me. You will fulfill the purpose.
他会来成就
of my life.
神在我生命里面的呼召。
So you don't need to worry about your life because God is.In control, you are not. You don't even control tomorrow.
所以呢，就说，你不需要为明天来担忧，因为神在掌权。
And the second one is, God is happen to be the Most High God, El Elyon, The Most High God means He's the King of King, Lord of Lord. He's in charge of every single life. He's personal.
所以呢，第二个名字就是他是至高的神，他在地上所有的生命里面都在掌权。
So the first thing we remember is that Yahweh, He's always with you.
第一个名字要记住的就是主，就是这个亚伟呢。
You don't need to worry.
就是自由拥有的神，他和你同在。
Always.
他永远和你同在。
Second, remember.God is not a small God. He is.
第二个要记得，他不是一个很小的神。
He is the creator of the universe.
他是这个创造宇宙万物的神。
He is the creator of us.
那他是创造我们的神。
He created the universe.
他创造了天地。
He chose you before the creation of the world.
啊，他是在创世之前就拣选了你。
Ephesians chapter 1, the Father chose you.To give you all spiritual blessing.
在以弗所书第一章讲
Even before the creation of the world.
在创世以前他已经拣选了你要把一切、这个祝福要赐给你
Then he will bring you home. Jesus said, I go first. I will bring you home.
而且呢他将要把我们带回到他的家里
You don't need to taste the death.
你不需要来尝死的滋味
Because Jesus went into the hell, taste the death for you. When you die, you go home right away.
因为耶稣在地狱里面已经为你尝了死味当你死的时候你直接去了天上
You never taste the fire of the hell
你不会来尝地狱里面火的味道
You never taste you know, the terrible things the darkness in the hell the pain
你不需要来尝在地狱里面那些黑暗的
Because we are up there we are children of God in Christ When you die you go with Jesus go up you baptize means you die you bury youresurrect and you ascend and sit in the heavenly kingdom
所以我们今天受洗归到主的时候呢就是我们已经从一个国度进到另一个国度了
So God's telling you how much blessing you are children of God the first blessing you have eternal life you never the day we die is the day we go home
所以呢今天呢神在告诉你你是神的儿女你是多么的有福
No pain
今天我们如果去世的话我们就回到了天家
No pain No hell No fire Nothing You just go straight
没有痛苦没有这些
kingdom of God,
地狱里的火我们直接进入神的国度
Because It's not because you're good Because Jesus tastes The death for you
并不是因为你多好而是呢耶稣为你尝了死味
Third, when Jesus said, Your heavenly Father, remember I'm with you, I'm Yahweh, my name, respect this name. Remember, I am the King of King, Lord of Lord, I'm in charge.
首先刚才我们讲到呢就他是万王之王万主之主他在掌权。
And the last thing,That's the three most important name in the Bible.
那圣经里面有三个神的最主要的名字。
The last one is called El Shaddai, means God is the God, most Almighty God.
那第三个呢 ，El Shaddai 就是说是神是全能的神。
You don't need to know the Hebrew. El Shaddai is a Hebrew. But one thing you need to know is when Abraham prayed to God.And God said, I will bless you. He used the name. Abraham asked God, God tell him his name. His name is El Shaddai, means the God Almighty. God Almighty means the all-giving God, all-loving God. God Mighty is all-loving God.
就是神呢，其实个亚伯拉罕他是全能的神，全能的神就是一切他都可以提供给他，他的全爱。全能
All of God means God will take care of you He will provide All providing God Means When Jesus teach Remember my name The last one is God is a God of love He love you
所以最后一个名字就是神是爱他爱你
He will love you forever
而且他爱你是永远的爱
Jeremiah 33 He will love you with everlasting love
所以在耶利米书三十三章呢讲到就是说是他用一个永远的爱爱你
You are in God's love
所以你在神的爱里面
This love is unfailing Psalm 33 Unfailing love
所以在这个诗篇三十三篇讲呢，这是一个不会不会过去的一个爱。
Because the Father loves you，
因为父爱你。
It's only good things happen to you。
那只有好的事情才发生在你的身上。
Even bad thing is temporary。
那所有坏的事情发生都是暂时的。
Bad things only to train you， to test you。
而且这些坏的事情呢，都是要训练你。
Remember Paul？
记得保罗。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12:9。
在这个格林多后书十二章第九节
My grace is sufficient for you，
说我的恩典够你用。
My power is made perfect in your weakness，
我的能力在你的软弱里面显得完全。
So I'm content with all my weakness because the power of Christ will rest on me。
所以保罗说我何时软弱，我何时就刚强，因为神的能力在我里面。
So I delight in the test of the difficult time because those are only tests。
所以我在一切的试炼里面大有喜乐。
When I'm in trouble, I'm weak, I'm strong, because God's power will rest on me, then I can overcome.
所以任何时候我遇到困难的时候呢，我在软弱的时候，其实我是刚强的，因为神的能力在我的身上。
Because Paul knows God is his father.
因为保罗知道上帝就是他的父。
And he, his amazing thing is,He was given a thorn in his body.
有一件奇妙的事情是，他的身上神留了一根刺。
He's suffering because of this thorn.
那他这个有这个痛苦呢，是因为这样一个刺。
And he prayed three times.
他三次祷告。
God, take away this thorn.
他说：“你把这根刺给我拿走。”
But you know what? God said no.
但是呢，神说 no。不拿走。
Because I'm your father, it's good for you. Why? Because you keep you from being conceit.
那他说，因为我是你的父，我是目的是要你呢，就是我的要你来这个
being proud, being conceit.
谦卑。
Paul, because he was in third heaven, he knows everything. He have knowledge of God, and God want to keep him humble.
因为保罗呢曾经去过三重天，而且他知道很多神的奥秘，神要让他来谦卑。
Today you will be given some difficult time。
那今天呢，神也会给你一些困难的时刻。
You may pray for it。
你可能也祷告。
God said no, I'm not taking away because this is good for you。
因为神说，我暂时不会拿走，因为这个对你有好处。
Because God wants you to take the character into heaven, you cannot take.Your sickness into heaven, because your character will be eternal. God will train you on the fruit of the spirit.
那神要让你的这个训练成熟的品格呢带到天上去啊！那因为你的苦难，你的这些不会带到天上去。神要借着这些来训练你。
God want to train you have a deep peace, a deep love, a deep faith, and deep hope.
那神要训练你呢，要有这个很深的平安，很深的。这个喜乐，嗯。
Without trouble, without suffering, without pain, you cannot go deeper.
那没有这些受苦呢，你不会走得更深。
God wants to go deeper.
那神让你走得更深。
So this deeper character, you can live your life better, and also you can take it with you into heaven.
那因着这些训练呢，你会让你的这个品格呢。就是说属神的品格更加的好。
So now you understand why Paul said, Hey, I accept this. I'm content with this. Because God loves me, I delight in this trouble. Because God's power is in me.
So,
and I have so deep the peace, the situation doesn't matter.
所以保罗为什么讲呢，就是说我现在虽然在这样一个状况里面，但是我是知足的，而且是喜乐的，因为我知道神的目的。
Conclusion
啊，这样一个结论。
Jesus want us to pray to God, a personal God.
耶稣呢要让我们向这一位 个人的神来祷告。
God is not good enough. You have to change your prayer now to Heavenly Father, your Father.
所以呢，你现在祷告的时候不仅仅是向神祷告，你要改变你祷告的方式。你说天上的父
，Not just Father, Your Father, My Father。
也不仅仅说是父，而是你的父，我的父。
That's why David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, is my father."
所以呢，大卫就讲呢，这是主耶和华是我的牧者，是我的父。
Since he's your father, often you work together for your good.
如果他是你的父亲呢，就让万事效力，叫你来得益处。
Right, remember,
要记得
Jesus teach us our heavenly Father.
那耶稣就教导我们。
Remember my name, three names.
啊，教导我们怎么样天父向天父祷告，记得他三个名字。
I'm with you always.
我和你时时同在。
Do not worry.
自由拥有，不要惧怕，不要担心。
You are heavenly place.
啊
，That's your new home.
那天上有一个家。
Secondly.
第二个。
I'm the one in charge. I'm the king. I'm the law of the universe. Everything's under me. You don't need to worry.
我是至高的神，全宇宙的一切都在我的掌管之下，不用。
The plan is eternal, not
to
go to hell, go to heaven.
对你有一个计划，这个计划是一个永恒的计划。
What is not eternal is eternally useless. God wants to give you the eternal thing, train you the eternal thing. You can take it with you to home.
那生在训练里呢，把这些暂时的东西来为了这个永恒的目的，将来永恒的东西可以带到你。
God is the daddy, God is most high God, He's in charge, you don't need to worry.
那上帝是至高的神，他是你的父，
你不用担心。Satan's under his charge.
撒旦在他的掌权之下。
He use Satan, use anything.
他利用撒旦，也利用任何的事情，是要为了来坚固你、建造你，来祝福你。
Even the bad time to bless you.
甚至通过一些艰难的时刻来建造你。
Lastly, his love is unfailing.
那第三个就是他的爱是永远不变的。
His love is deep.
他的爱是很深的。
Beyond your understanding.
那是远远超过你所求所想的。
He loves you personally.
他是爱你是非常的个人性的。
God is love.
神是爱。
Even when you don't love him, he still loves you.
即使你不爱他的时候，他还是爱你的。
Because he chose you even before the creation of world, because he loved you, because of this love, he bring you into his family.
那因着这个他对你的爱呢，今天有这个机会，他把你带到这样一个属灵的大家庭。
From now on, when you pray,
从今天开始，你的祷告就要。
It's like talking to an invisible person.
你要。向一个暗中真实的人来祷告。
He's invisible, but he's here, right here.
虽然他看不见，但是他现在就在我们的中间，在这里。
He's a spirit.
他是一个灵。
When you pray, you know he's here, and he is your God.
那所以祷告的时候呢，你知道他在这里，他是你的神。
Personal God.
啊，你个人的神。
He knows everything about you.
他知道你的一切
，and he promised，
他也应许。
His name means I'm with you。
应许呢，就说他说我永远和你同在。
I love you，
我爱你。
And also I'm in charge，
而且我在掌权。
Of everything happened to you，
啊，任何发生的事情我都在掌权。
So you can have a life so deep in peace，
所以你可以有一个生活呢，非常的具有极深的平安。
That。You are content with any situation.
所以在任何状况下，你都懂得去知足。
Because you trust the only God in heaven.
因为你相信、信靠这位天上唯一的神。
The loving Father.
是我们爱我们的父。Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.